I'd like him to play the way he's practiced here for about a week. He's a real good pro. He's focused in every drill on exactly the point of the drill. He pushes himself real hard. And looking for some chemistry there that we expect to see between Slater and Halaschuk, 5-on-4 as a penalty kill pair. And then also we think that line with Thorburn there cannot be just something that's out holding minutes, that they can get in on the forecheck and be an effective group. And you get three really good pros there that compete at a high level. We got a good centerman there. When everybody's schedule this time of year now is going to get so heavy that the fourth line has to have an impact on the game. And we have confidence that they should be able to do that. Also, again, with all these guys, and the same with Jimmy, there's going to be some patience there. I mean, there's a lot of hockey that he's missed. So I'll be more careful with their ice time in a game tonight than I would be later when we get into this heavy part and he's got some games under his belt.
What he does for your team?
Yeah, such a unique player. And again, I've never seen a guy that from the bench that you can go back and play defense that you're expecting something out of. You know, when you do that, not just, hey, we've lost a bunch of guys, go out there and give us a minute to get through it. That he's in some ways driving your power play. And there's not a lot of guys that are that size down the wall that can make plays, that have the hands that go with the abilities and his physicality. I think that's been a good line. The set of Gucci's 2 goals against Van, the 3-1 goal against Nash. Buff scored some goals, power play, 4-on-4 for overtime victories. But wondered, maybe what they'd look like with a little bit more speed on the line with Kane going there. So we're still learning how our group fits together. But he is just such an interesting piece to coach because there hasn't, I haven't really seen a part of the game that I don't think that he can excel at. He's a really interesting player. I'm not sure there is anybody out there in that model.
The goal against Phoenix where you saw that set.
Yeah, when you looked at it, he turned and nobody on the ice knew where the puck was. There was an assumption that it was still here. And then Wheeler was standing there and it dropped beside him. And, it's in the net, away he goes. But, it's interesting because for such a big guy, he's kind of light on his feet, if that makes any sense. Like, he didn't bowl Smith over. He didn't lose control of his positioning. He was in the crease, holding the paint, went for the puck. He's not careless with what he does down there. Like, he's not a penalty taker around there being casual, other than the penalty against Nashville, I guess, refutes that. But overall, he has just a great awareness of the 2 or 3 feet around him with the puck. And our going to the net isn't something we're saying, hey, let's get into the goaltender's crease. We're talking about how many pucks can we get to that area and let's make sure we have people there. Well, we've had 2 power play goals in the 2 previous games and then 1 power play in Nashville that looked really good. I don't know if I've seen it. I'm not trying to make fun of our situation. I don't think I've seen our power play enough to get any kind of feel for it yet. But it is the foundation of our power play. And to be honest with you, we haven't spent as much time there as a focus of our game. Is the same concept that we're trying to get 5-on-5, even 4-on-5. That it's about how fast we move our feet, how fast we move the puck, how simply we can do this, and how many pucks can we get to the net on our power play. I thought our power play against Nashville was the first time I thought, okay, that's the way this thing's supposed to look. There's only one power play in the league that I've seen that can stand, the Washington's power play. And then even when Anaheim tried to do it at the start of the year, their power play was terrible with all those great players. So the motion and the puck to the net is where we're trying to get to on it. Right. From the offensive point of view, it's almost how much speed you have when you touch the puck. Right. So if you're in a passive penalty kill, you're never really getting those chances. But if you're in a really dynamic where you're pushing the puck carrier, every once in a while one of those pucks gets bobbled or you get a chip, but you're in motion. And if it's, we have different blocks, like Little and Ladd have that in their game, that ability. Certainly Kane and Wheeler, when there's no face-off, a lot of times they go out. If they get on a loose puck, and they're not cheating for the offense by any means, they're running exactly what they're supposed to do to get the kill done, that bobble puck, that opportunity. I mean, those guys get beside you, you're not catching them. So it's a function of the personnel that we have, and then Charlie Huddy has a really good feel for the adjustments that you have to make against each team. I'm sorry. You know, they're another team I've watched play quite a bit, and I really enjoyed watching their playoff series last year. I won't take you too long, but they and the Ottawa Senators, when Ottawa was really going, one of the two teams that would make those plays at the offensive line. You know, there weren't a lot of dumps against Pittsburgh. It was a lot of passes under sticks to speed. And so part of that is our pre-scout, the number of times that they get four men to the offensive blue line off the rush. That's really dangerous. They've got... And part of it is a function of where they are in the standings. A fair amount of risk built into that part of their game. So if you're not handling it right, or you're not respecting it, they make those plays and they can score off the rush and they can do some things. So the quickness, you know, they're a little different looking team, obviously, without John DeFerris. You just don't take those guys out of the lineup. So what we feel we need to do to be successful tonight isn't a function of the New York Islanders. It's the game that we're trying to instill in our players. But we have to have a respect for that skill level, that speed off the rush, and the fact that they have a high risk tolerance in their game right now. Almost little or no interest in it. We're still figuring out. I'm still figuring out what we've got here. You know, I mean, it really hasn't been here long. How good can we be? I also know that this is a really, really young team. Now, it hasn't been packaged that way in the media as an excuse, and it shouldn't be for where they are, but we need the room for our young players to play and develop. So I want to see these kids play. I mean, I like Scheifele at 18 to 20 minutes a night. That's the tall order. Trouba at 24. Every time you add another piece, you know, the big fear is, you know, whose ice is he taking? You know, where is he getting that? You know, part of my experience here is in every conversation that I've had with Kevin, there's been a plan and a place that they want to go with whatever it was, whether it was players, how we run the team, how we run our scheduling, everything. This is the plan we'd like to do, and we're going to stay with that. And so I'm very confident they'll continue on the plan and how they're going to build this team.